What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Not Fascist Fears. We are down one man today. No big deal. It's okay. He's just on vacation. He's out of town. He will be back next week. So get ready to hear some good content, I would say. It's definitely interesting, at least.
That's a word for it.
Yeah, we're going to say interesting. So sit back, relax, and just listen to us talk.
So since Travis isn't here to press play on the thing, I'll just do the...
I'm just going to sit here and talk over it like we always do.
We should
just
pulled up last episode's video and
played that.
YouTube. All right, since the beatbox is over, one thing I want to get off my chest, I guess, is the fact that we're going to win this volleyball tournament thing. We're not even a volleyball tournament. Volleys.
The league.
We're in a league of volleys. Yet, we have yet to figure out when we're playing.
Still haven't been posted as of 4 p.m. today.
That's ridiculous. Like, at this point in time, it's pinpoint down that we're going to play on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I have a question for it, though, because, I mean, Zach's our coach, which is awesome. Like, I hope you yell at us. I hope you make us run all the above.
I'm not here to yell. I'm just here to make the team better as a whole.
That's okay. That's good. That's good. At least be forcefully do it.
I'll have my own methods.
Okay, good. Just don't. It's, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we won't get there. No. I'm down to whenever you guys want to practice. I'm always down to practice. I have a sand volleyball thing at my apartment. So feel free if you need to practice. Come down.
We played
trek down.
We played a lot last year, just around the city and shit. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm excited because I haven't actually done this. I mean, I played volleyball before, but it's not
pretty
like,
cool. We did it. We had a team last year, and
I made sure to come to your guys' games. It was awesome.
It how do I say this? Started off well, and then it progressed at a steep downhill rate.
It's like Dogecoin. It went up, skyrocketed, and started trending down, slow and steady.
Well, looking back now, what would you have done different?
Not play.
All right. This season's looking bright already.
Actually, I probably lied. I had a lot of fun with Travis and Chaz and Taylor, but... I think you guys can tell.
From watching it, from Zach and I, how many games did you go to? Like a few, didn't you?
Zero.
You went to zero. Okay, all right. For some reason, I thought you had a few games. So I actually came and watched, and I could tell the weak points of the team. Good thing they're not on.
I mean, it's not even the weak points. It's just
the annoying
we
points.
We lost a lot.
I feel like it's something a coach could have helped.
Exactly. We had no coach. We had no discipline.
Exactly.
We had no character.
And that's why we got Zach.
And that's why we went out and signed Zach to a fucking... 8 week, $0 deal.
I've not signed anything yet. It is all just talking.
Verbal agreement.
Verbal agreement.
He will be paid in I don't know what they're called. Parrot piss. It's a slushy that they have
what?
There. It's called parrot piss. It's a slushy drink there that they have of all these. I don't know what they make it with, but I had a couple last year.
What if they make it with real piss?
Then,
are you going to be mad if it's...
No. Because
I drank like 3 or 4 of them.
They
last
need
year.
To use parrot piss if it's going to be piss in it. They can't just tease me like that.
Talk it up with the... Oh, there was one time I tried tailgate last year, too, and somebody came out and said we couldn't do that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we tried tailgate because we played at, like, 6, and everybody got off at 5. So instead of just going, like, back home and shit, we all just kind of met up at the parking lot.
And just chilled?
To hang out, yeah.
So you tailgated after the game?
No, we tailgated before the game.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense.
And all then... Right. Yeah, we're just sitting
there
bullshit.
Said you can't, that's
yeah, that's dumb.
They said because... Their parking lot is connected to the Belt Bowl, so technically the Belt Bowl owns it, and I guess it's a Belt Bowl rule. No alcohol in the...
Interesting.
What's it called?
Well, guess what? Rules are meant to be broken.
Exactly. Or just drink in your cars and then drive, huh?
No.
That is way more
no.
badass.
That's pretty
no.
badass.
No. But volume, it should... First, like, next week's our first game? Or
should be, yeah.
All right, well,
let's hope.
Yeah, I was going to say, if our name's not on the schedule, it might just be SOL.
Yeah, that won't be good.
That'd be
because we already paid for it, so, like, there's no reason for us not to be put on the thing.
So I get job money. Also, we were the very, like, I'm pretty sure we were the very, very last team to sign up. Deadline was July 1st. I'm pretty sure we signed up, like, June 29th.
Oh, so there's a couple days between.
Yeah. But, yeah, we signed up kind of last minute.
So with volleyball, it's going to be hot and heavy because it's going to be the summer.
Oh, it's
it feels hot outside right now already. It literally, when I got back to St. Joe, temperature went up 8 degrees. But
it's very warm outside.
Yes. But speaking of hot and heavy, Tiffany Haddish, kind of a comedian, actor.
She's kind of hot.
I don't know who that is.
Very. Never seen her?
Once you see a picture of her, you'll like, oh, okay, that's her. She credits Nicolas Cage for her first orgasm.
Yeah, that's weird.
And the only reason why, so I clicked on the story because I'm like, how? Like, there's clearly an age gap because I think she's like 41, Nick Cage is like 58. I'm shocked Nicolas Cage is almost 60.
I had no idea she was 41.
Yeah, she looks good for a 41-year-old, I'll tell you that right now.
What do you think, Zach?
Have you seen her yet?
I don't recognize her.
Oh.
So she's in The Last OG. She's in a few episodes.
Fist Fight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's in Fist Fight.
With Ice Cube and Charlie from Always Sunny.
And the funny thing is, speaking of Charlie from Always Sunny, so back in season two, when Charlie gets crippled. He turns into a Vietnam vet. The first chick that walks up to him is her, and she plays a stripper in the strip club. And Charlie yells at her, "Go give me a beer, bitch," or something like that. So, by the way, that's all quoted in the show. I did not make that up. It's the truth.
I condone if you talk to women like that, though, so it's cool.
I'm just going to go out and say, I'm pretty sure Kramer just called that woman a bitch.
No, did not.
Also, another fun fact about strippers. Megan Thee Stallion played a stripper in a TV show that I just watched. I can't remember what it was called. Fuck Me. Give me a second.
Was it called Fuck Me?
I would let her.
Gosh, Jay.
Off topic.
Focus,
Jay. Focus.
All right, so this is what happened with Tiffany. She was on a date, went to the movies with a, of course, at the time, a man, and they went to see Face Off, and Nicolas Cage stars in Face Off. So things happen in movie theaters where, I mean, whether you cut the hole in the bottom of the popcorn or whether just making out or whatever it is, things happened, and when she orgasmed, her eyes and Nicolas Cage's eyes on the IMAX locked. And so that's why she credits Nicolas Cage to it. She also told when she met Nick Cage, because apparently they're actually going to be in a movie together,
Has Nick Cage ever turned on a role for anything?
That's true. Nicolas Cage, I mean, here's the bar. He's always above the bar. No, he's quoted saying
see,
that.
I want to suck on the mechanical side of this. You mentioned popcorn. So the dude cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn.
No.
His hand through and then...
No.
Because
so,
that seems
the,
awkward,
no, the pop,
too.
The popcorn joke is you... Male cuts a hole in the popcorn, sticks his genitalia through the hole in the popcorn, so when the female comes over to grab popcorn, she then ends up touching the genitalia of the man.
Oh, rape. That's rape.
Oh my god, no.
That's
weird. Oh my god, that's, I mean...
That's
But here's
weird.
The thing, if you're dating...
I found the show, by the way, called Good Girls.
Good Girls. Good Girls.
Good job.
Good job, bud.
Makes sense. Make a stripper.
I need to check this Good Girl show out.
It doesn't show me anything. It's just her.
I don't care. I honestly don't care. Megan Stallion. Yes.
Also, that story of Tiffany Haddish, you know what it kind of reminds me of? Ever seen Cock Blockers? Or Blockers? Whatever.
Blockers, yes.
When fucking... long story short, John Cena and a couple other parents team up to try and stop their kids from banging on prom night.
Yeah.
And so they go to this one person's house because they're supposed to know the whole plan. Or the one parent's. And the parents are fucking. But the blinds are wide open.
Uh-huh.
So they all look through the blinds, see these two fucking. And so...
The Blockers are a funny movie.
Oh, dude, it honestly is really good. So the other two parents just are like, ah, and like duck away and like run away. John Cena stays and watches. And fucking, as the dude like... I don't even know how to explain it. She's riding him. And like she goes to the side. And like as she goes to the side, the husband's head pops out. And so him and John Cena lock in eyes, and that's when he nuts. And so like, there was a joke. It was like he's like, we kind of just nut into each other's soul.
Jesus,
it's a funny ass movie. I suggest watching.
Now you're saying this like the husband in the situation was actually able to see John Cena. That has got to be a first.
This is fair. That's why he came.
That makes sense. Because you usually can't see him, but he can see him.
Start writing the fanfic, Jay.
Or no, wait. He can see him.
Technically,
boo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That is a boo, but
okay, so with this movie thing... movie theaters are gross.
You don't like movie theaters?
Huh?
You don't like movie theaters?
No, I like going to movie theaters, but they're just fucking gross.
Yeah,
they're gross, but you gotta take it for what it is.
Because thinking about her, like, with this story with Tiffany, I mean... Clearly, it's. I'm not gonna say I haven't done anything in movie theater because I clearly have. nothing like too extraordinary. Not gonna get into it.
Just name a based.
Based?
Yeah. What have you done in the movie theater, Kramer?
Have you seen Workaholics?
Yeah.
Over the pants, hand job. That's happened before.
So you're on deck.
Yes, but nothing. I didn't make pop off or anything. But I mean, if you got to think about it. People have fucked in movie theaters. They've probably done it in movie theaters.
So are you mad that people are doing this?
No, I don't care.
I just can't find a girl to bang in the movie theater.
I'm just saying.
But you would bang in the movie theater.
Possibly.
I'm out on that.
Really? I wouldn't bang in the movie theater.
I'm out on that.
Even if now, I was would you only... do it on the floor or like in the chair?
Because I'd do it in chair. The chair. I'd probably say the chair probably the easiest way to do it. Because clearly, they don't clean the floor. They brush the floor.
Don't trust those high school age kids to thoroughly sanitize.
Here's the thing: there's probably the people that work there probably bang in the movie theaters too.
That'd be kind of fun. I don't doubt that. Actually,
I mean that's on them, not me.
I used to work at a restaurant, and there was a married couple there, and they used to bang in the freezer.
That's not sanitary. Ramsey'd be pissed.
Hey, it's okay. It closed down like a week after I worked there, so
probably found semen in everything.
They catch fire?
No.
No, it did not.
Did it? No, it didn't.
Wait, did he catch fire? No, it didn't. What's the place to say it's closed down?
Oh, Evans.
That's what I thought. Yeah, but no, I thought it caught fire at one point.
No, I know it. I know it changed to a Tropical Cafe. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Tropical Cafe.
That's not Bob Evans. There's no place where Bob Evans is right now.
Oh, okay, good.
Because it's the one by Buffalo Wild Wings.
But no, there's got to be. No, I think
that's Famous Dave's.
Yeah, it's Famous Dave's. Oh, I forgot we had a Famous Dave's here.
Was it?
Yeah. Because I used to go there for my birthday every year.
Famous Dave's is good, actually.
I can't remember.
I had it when I was in the Ozarks, but that was the longest time I got to remember.
Bro, I'm 99% sure Bob Evans was by Buffalo Wild Wings, and Famous Dave's was further down.
You got him flip-flopped.
I'm willing to put no money on
that.
So.
Unless I am fucking crazy, and you were right.
Well, let's just agree to disagree.
Fair enough.
One of us is fucking crazy.
I know Bob Evans closed down, like, a week after I got, I guess, fired, because they told us they were closing down.
So that's really shitty, because I remember when you got hired there. I actually do that.
I hated it. I worked there for, like, 2.5 weeks. I hated it.
That's me with any job.
Exactly. I was 16. I was fucking, what's it called? The dishwasher. I hated it. My hands were wet for fucking 4 hours. It was...
Oh, then once you can get them cut so quick.
Oh, dude.
Did they give you an apron?
Sadly, no.
Okay, well, I got like a half apron when I worked at Dunkin'. And legit, it was like canvas type material to the point where water wouldn't absorb onto it. So I'd just be wiping my wet hands on it. And it'd just be making a fucking mess.
I would wipe my hands on the towel. This is actually getting to be kind of nasty. I'd wipe the hands on the towel I was supposed to wipe the fucking... plates and dishes with.
But you should do the spray dip method.
Well, the fucking water was so goddamn hot, it eliminated any germs that were possible.
And you're just trying to dry your hands off for a quick.
Yeah, it fucking sucked.
Water to kill germs, it has to be hotter than. It would burn you, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, then I had all sorts of germs on my fucking hands then.
No,
it
was this.
What's up, Sean?
What it do? Sean said, what's up? Not Fast as Furious, people.
What's up?
This is Sean. What's the last name? Johnson.
Big guy.
Last name for a second.
Alright, so now, I mean, we all have clearly seen SpongeBob. Clear. Yeah. You've Sean, I know you probably watched SpongeBob.
Yep.
So there's a new. Patrick Starr is finally getting his own TV show. And honestly, I'm kind of salty that it didn't come out sooner than later. Because, I mean, I would definitely watch it. I probably still will watch it. But the fact that SpongeBob came out, I think it was like May of 99, or March 99. And so, like, I was 3 years old. Then
I was one.
Now Patrick's getting his own show back. Now it's a 2021. Like, come on now. I think it's well overdue.
I don't like the idea.
I don't either.
I don't think it's going to work.
Just splitting them all up.
Name one spinoff show that's good.
I mean, Cleveland show is pretty good, but it got canceled. It's kind of
Cleveland
like
show
this.
Is dog shit.
Cleveland show was funny as hell. I thought it was funny.
It was just dog shit.
I actually watched an episode of Family Guy the other day.
Like, I've seen all of it.
And it said, it was when Peter and all of them go to find the dirtiest joke of all time, whatever. And they're like, we're still waiting for our wedding gift. And he said, the show is the wedding gift.
The show? No, it's not gonna work. I have good intentions for it. Like, I hope.
I honestly, I probably won't even watch it.
I saw the clip for it, and it seems dumb because, like, Patrick Starr is clearly not my favorite character in that TV show at all. I mean, I wouldn't say SpongeBob is. I love Mr. Krabs because it's just.
I think Patrick is my favorite, identically, because he always made me laugh the hardest.
Well, because it's all dumb that dumb shit.
Exactly.
I gotta go with Jay. Patrick was the best.
He's just a fucking idiot. And where are we?
We're a bunch of idiots. But then again, SpongeBob's a bunch of idiots. Like, eh. Okay, it makes sense now. So Patrick should be a good, enjoyable character for
Squidward,
this.
Growing up, I see a lot of memes about it. Growing up, Squidward does make more and more sense.
Oh, yeah. No, it does.
He's a grumpy... I'm saying...
He's like the get off my yard literally, type of guy.
He is a grumpy old man.
SpongeBob's annoying as hell.
That's true. If I had SpongeBob as a neighbor, I'd be pissed off, too.
You had to work with him, too.
he couldn't escape him.
No, his life was just hell.
And he got paid shit at Krusty Krab.
They got paid? When have we seen them actually get physically paid at the Krusty Krab? I think
Squidward wouldn't be there if he wasn't getting paid.
Alright, you gotta get... Well, then there's also... Where else can you work there in Bikini Bottom?
The store.
That toy store they opened, remember? That they burned down?
That's right. They opened it and burned down.
So the nursing home.
I'd say Super Weenie Hut General. Speaking of Super Weenie Hut General, there's Rye Will. What's up, Will? Say hello to Not Fascist Furious. We're recording right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you feel free, you can step on it if you want, and you can chill, whatever. Join in on the conversation. You like SpongeBob?
Yeah, sure, bro.
We're talking about the Patrick Starr spinoff show.
Best part, yeah.
He's getting his own show now.
Is he?
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I think it's way too
late. I don't know when it's going to come out, but I seen a couple of commercials for it.
It's supposed to come out this week or next week. It's supposed to come out like relatively very soon.
I'm not gonna watch it.
I want to, but
I'm not trying to be funny.
No, it makes sense. Okay.
The SpongeBob movie was good though, wasn't it?
Yes, no, all the SpongeBob.
I like the SpongeBob movie. The one with what's his name?
What's up, B?
Hey,
we got Bryson here now. Say what's up to the Not Fascist Furious crew.
What's up,
Jay? Were we supposed to be having a party now?
Well, yeah.
Because it's in the party.
So
it's together.
Hey, we're getting...
It's a shindig.
Hey, Chad, say, what's up, my fastest
friends
people?
Oh, what's up?
I have three pairs of these. So
you look pretty much. Your swimming truck's kind of short, bud?
Yeah, I got 10.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
No, he's just sticky.
Who's my bathroom?
Those are actually small.
All right, let's go to the crazy Would You Rathers real quick.
He said they don't all make right. nothing this short and this wide, bro.
You guys want to participate in the Would You Rathers?
I'm down.
Kramer, why don't you go first?
Would you rather what?
All right. So you have to pick one. You have to pick one.
Easy.
Would you rather shotgun a beer through your ass or your pisser?
My pisser, easily.
My ass, bro.
So you would absorb it through your dick?
Yeah.
Imagine, like, that's gonna burn.
I'm going ass. There's no way you get the whole can's worth down your dick hole before it starts just hurting like hell.
You got a good point.
And here's the thing: if you want to get, like, I guess, messed up, go through your ass.
Yeah,
like
one
beer
through your ass
isn't
gonna do a lot.
No, ain't gonna do much.
How would you know, Kramer? Whoa, bro. I mean, alright, does it count if you put the whole can inside your ass or you gotta.
Whoa! You can't shove the whole can in there.
Hey, I don't think physically you could.
I mean, I bet you probably could. I mean, honestly. No. From what Noah's told me, you could.
Whoa!
Alright, Noah, okay. Noah is, he does radiology. Mm-hmm. So he sees a lot of x-rays. So there's a lot of shit he sees that's up.
That's right.
So,
the weirdest thing he's ever seen somebody's ass?
Ask him later, he'll be here.
Okay.
He'll be here.
I don't know.
I'd say I'm shotgunning the beer at my ass before I piss her.
I think I've changed my answer, I'd agree.
I was going to go ask originally. I don't know.
Wiener's not a spot.
Yeah, I'm going to ask bro.
Exactly.
Pisser would hurt.
Facts.
Yeah, Sean, would you rather shotgun a beer through your ass or your dick?
Well, I've had a catheter, so that shit hurts.
so ass.
So I'd probably butt drive and tell
you. You would have to catheter it in. You can't just fucking...
No, just...
That was the worst.
You just got to use a syringe. You just
got to pitch that.
Start filling a water balloon.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't.
Well, that's probably the way you do it. You do a water balloon. Those you put it on the thing and just hold it.
And then pressure on
it. So you would get like...
It has to get
very, very little. Hell,
that just came to my mind right now.
If I had to do it once to survive, I'm moving
up. You might be onto something.
I don't want to. We're not trying that tonight, boys.
Watch out. Next year, my boy's got an invention.
$1 million.
In hospital.
You want... I'll go next. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Coma for a decade.
Coma.
Because you're going to go to sleep and wake up, and that's just going to be
it. You're just going
to... You're going to go to sleep, wake up, and everybody else is just going to be like, you're going to wake up and
you're just going to be really skinny and have a beard.
Well, you, will you age with the
tube? Hold on. Like a throat.
Yeah, it's formal years. Medical. Yeah.
What are you in jail for?
That's a good question.
Like manslaughter or something. You hit somebody's car.
I'm drinking and driving, but. Coma.
You're going to serve all 5 years.
Brad, you can't say that. We just said drinking and driving is badass or on the show.
It is. Fair
question.
And now you're badass. And now you're saying it's not badass.
It is badass.
It's not badass. Whatsoever. Don't drink and drive.
So you have to serve all 5 years?
I'm Bryson and I approve of this message.
you have to serve like 85% of it anyways, don't you?
Depending on what charge it is.
If it's murder, if it's a violent crime, you have to serve
85%.
Yeah, I don't do the coma because I ain't trying to fuck with the people that are in jail because I'd most likely be either killed or something in there.
Right off the bat, bro.
You said I'll be
I'm walking in with a shank, bro.
God damn, what are you going for?
I gotta get arrested with a shank on me. Since I got in, I gotta go to the isolation chamber.
But the thing is, they're gonna find it. You gotta get keys.
That's what I'm saying. I'm dead if I go.
Those make you squat.
I guess you
can
find out if you shot. You just gotta knock off.
Bingo.
Yeah,
see, all the questions tying together.
I'm doing the coma.
Yeah, for sure.
That's 10 years, though, dude.
Yeah, but like,
what are you gonna know?
Yeah, but the 5 years in prison is gonna seem like 20.
You wake up with back pain.
It's gonna seem like it's not gonna be 20 years.
Your credit went up by
20 points in 10 years.
You ain't paying no new bill.
Oh, you can get a credit card as soon as you wake up.
No, you got that bill after is what's gonna kill you.
Oh no, shit, bro.
You got $700,000 in debt.
I wish I was in prison.
So you're gonna go anyways because you're gonna fucking fuck something up.
Probably.
What would you do, like rob a bank or something?
I'd do whatever. Same thing I'm doing now. I've been dead.
Only 2 years?
Well, apparently. Honestly.
Whoa. What if you have all these medical bills from the coma? You can't pay them off. They throw you in jail.
You can't pay them off eventually. Just get a job, bitch.
Stop being a deadbeat.
Yeah. No, you're in a coma. You wake up.
Go to Kelly Services.
Stop being a bitch. Who cares if you bro?
Get that welfare check.
The week you got a job.
You're
making $14
a month. Is that even possible to pay off $700,000?
The hospital will do like payment
plans. Win the fucking lottery,
they'll go off your wage. So.
Okay.
Winning the lottery is not that easy. I buy a lottery
ticket. Good luck with it.
I buy a lottery ticket every day for like a year, and the most I won was like $150.
Fact.
How much do you think you've won total in that year?
Total?
Are we including free tickets or not?
See, how much did you spend?
You spent $65.
I spent so much goddamn money on lottery tickets. When we turned 18, no. Dude, I was legit buying lottery tickets. You don't pull them to school and just scratching them off.
Okay, so you didn't just buy one day. You bought multiple fucking days.
Gotta get my lottery ticket. Instead of a coffee in the morning, yeah, just itching.
Let me get that number seven.
Exactly. I got more?
All right, would you rather?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no. Before we started recording, he said this is a good one.
It's not. All right, Kramer. Yeah. Would you rather get your ass eaten by Gordon Ramsay or never feel true happiness ever again?
First one, bro.
No, Gordon Ramsay is so picky.
Yeah, he's a turn you down. He's gonna be like,
but he has to eat it, though.
No, he has to do it, whether he likes it.
He's gonna talk mad shit the whole way through.
No, here's the thing. How long does it last?
Well, he's got to eat your ass.
Exactly.
So just
tell you both.
Tell he's full.
Fuck. I'll let Gordon Ramsay toss some salad. Let's do that.
Wow. I respect it.
Good job.
I want some true happiness, man.
Fuck that.
If you had it before,
you know how unhappy you're
you
going
to
be walking away from getting your ass
ate. Yeah, you're right.
Do you wake up happy tomorrow, or does it
as soon as you walk away
here's
from the door, you're like, well, there's that.
No, here's the thing. If Gordon Ramsay does it, is it bad on Gordon Ramsay or is it bad on me?
Both.
On both.
Both, 100%.
You're letting another man eat.
It's literally like...
I'm not famous like him, so, I mean, that's on him more than me.
But we know. I mean, like, I'm
you would be comfortable.
I wouldn't be able to look at you the same way.
I wouldn't either. I'd see you in public and I'd be like... And then Instagram, like, hey, I know you don't know him, but guess what?
And then I'll see Gordon Ramsay on TV and be like, dude, he ate my friend's ass.
Let me put a spin on it. What if you pick Gordon Ramsay... But you realize after him doing it is the only time you're ever truly happy.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, damn.
So do you just chase him down trying to get him the
concert? If that's the case,
he's going to restaurants everywhere he's at.
He's not.
That was a weird twist
on him,
bud.
He's not eating
it. Hey, it was nice, though.
Curveballs.
Came up with it, bro.
I guess life will suck.
Yeah, I'm
is
not
it,
having
Is this live?
I'm not having half.
Yeah. It's been recorded. Fuck. It's been recorded.
Oh, yeah. I mean, excuse me.
Can we cut something? You can say whatever the fuck you want. But no. Honestly, you can't really say whatever the fuck you want.
You can't say.
Is this Spotify? Is this on the Spotify? Or
you know, it's on the
internet. It's on the internet.
It's on the internet.
It's on everything.
It's on the internet.
You think of it, it's there.
I love it.
Imagine, imagine.
Next question.
Listen, imagine if somehow I can figure it out that we can just put the podcast on, like, say, Pornhub or something.
Probably could.
What the fuck?
Invite me.
I don't know if we got the right kind of podcast for that.
Our first guest is Riley Reed. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Is this the casting couch?
Riley Reed?
Yeah.
I'm going to Elena Lopez.
I don't know, Chaz. Is it?
Casting couch has got to be leather so you can hose it down after.
That's why I said that.
Disinfectant wipes.
Some Clorox and baby wipes.
Can't use them. Baby wipes also work.
You got any more questions?
Did you have any would you rather's anymore? You guys down with them?
I can look at some. I'm looking at some right now.
Alright, I'll just go with a few questions that I made. Favorite Pixar movie?
Toy Story.
Is Monsters, Inc. Pixar?
Yep.
Monsters, Inc., bro. The original one, the first one.
I don't know if it's Pixar, but I love Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, I think it is.
Pixar. Yeah, it is.
Whether it is or isn't, I love that.
I would say
that's a good one.
My favorite's Wall-E.
Wall-E's a good one, too.
All-time favorite, whether it's Pixar or not, Flushed Away. Slept on.
I've never seen that one.
Is Cars Pixar?
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
It is a good one. I was going to say that one. I saw, like, a picture the other day, and it was, like, when those, like, the Japanese cars with, like, the neon lights and shit are going, they're like, they made this scene too hard. Like,
when they're driving on the highway at night.
I remember watching that, and I was like, those cars are dope.
Yeah, dude, that's for real. We were like, what, man?
So is that it then? What else we got?
I mean, well, you want to talk about Pixar for a little
bit? Which we could.
What's the favorite food combination that people find odd?
Chick-fil-A sauce and mac and cheese.
No, oh, that's fire. Man.
Never had that.
Never even thought about
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, when I left Chick-fil-A, it was before
the last one. That's fucking question.
Sugar and spaghetti?
I've never had
brown
that.
Brown sugar.
Never had that.
I'm a big mac and cheese and any barbecue. If I got anything
barbecue,
on the noodles, it's got to go.
I love putting Wendy's fries in their Frosty.
That's cool.
Yeah, nuggets too. Yeah, that's true.
Nuggets as well. Yeah. I'll dip my burger in there if I have to. I don't care.
Yeah, it's just
that's a little too far.
That's why it's
he draws the line. That's where
it gets weird. That's where it gets weird. If you're dipping your whole meal into a Frosty.
I like
he starts dipping his hand
in
there.
Frosties.
Scooping the shit out. Right in the drive-thru, the lady's just like...
Oh, any other weird combinations that you guys like?
I couldn't think of any, man.
My brother does.
I wouldn't know those are weird because I don't know those
weird
ones.
That is
weird. Mac and cheese and corn.
He does.
Mac and cheese and tuna together is pretty good.
That's not a big tuna person.
Tuna in general is
out of my limit. Every time I hear tuna, I think of, I'm pretty sure it's Ratatouille, where they fucking open it and there's a dead fish swimming across in the can lid.
I think
sardines.
That's what I think of when I hear tuna. Same thing, sardines. That's what I picture when I hear tuna. Yeah. So when he said that, I'm just thinking of fucking a dead fish floating around. Oh, fucking lid.
Alright, hey, what's the worst place you puked?
Oh shit, boy.
Kyle Vest's car.
My car.
I fucking made Kyle get a fucking detail for how much I puked in his car.
Underneath of a toilet.
Not proud of it.
Around the toilet.
Yeah, man. I was a senior, bro, and I know Bryson's dad. They got fucked up. And I went to go puke. I don't know what happened. They left me alone.
You missed.
That's what everybody.
So what you mean? You don't know what happened.
Everyone
know what happened.
Went to bed and I kept drinking at the kitchen table by myself. And I don't remember. But I guess I threw up around.
Go ahead.
We woke up that morning and I don't know who it was, but somebody yelled up and was like, "Whoever puked on the floor needs to come clean it." Dude took off running.
I was leaving a party at Northwest, like just right outside the front door and stuff. Mm. I don't know. I think I had like maybe 15 to 20 Jello shots. Mm. And I was pounding back Malibu rum and pineapple juice. It was not a good combination. I will never drink that combination again, ever. I once opened the door, we got left everywhere. It was not a good sight.
It's everywhere inside.
Never went back to that place.
I don't blame you.
Mine would probably be a shower at an Airbnb.
A shower?
A shower room.
At least you're in the shower.
But like, I had lasagna, and they had one of the mats that you don't slide.
Oh.
So like, the lasagna got stuck in the beef.
Yeah.
All right, then
we just left.
What's
extra money for the detail.
Now, what's the worst food that you've thrown up? I would say hot dogs.
A whole pickle.
A whole what?
Wait.
You said a whole pickle?
I mean, it was chopped up. But
okay, all right.
You put it together, and it made a whole pickle. All
right.
Damn.
Am I tell sort of on Travis Pooch outside Achilles?
I wasn't there. That was like this time last year.
Where is he at?
That was literally this time last
year.
Hey, give him a phone call real quick.
Oh, shit. We forgot to
tell him.
Yep.
No. That's why you just call him on this.
But yeah, he peeked outside of Kelly's like 10:30. I got a video if you guys want
to
see.
Like, he just walked out of the door or what?
Yeah, like, you know, like,
no, he walked out. He walked out. I'll tell you the story. He walked out of Kelly's, sat like outside the front. He sat down so hard when he went to sit back, he fucking hit his head on the brick. So he's like,
so he was drunk. He had a
concussion. So he's like this. So he's like this. He's like, I gotta throw up. I said, okay, what are we gonna do? He said, I'm gonna go around the corner. I was like, okay. So he walks around the corner and just falls. Just doesn't even fucking sit down. He just falls. He just didn't. And then like he's like laying his head on the little car brake thing. You know what I'm talking about? And then he just starts throwing up. Mm. I'm trying to find it. It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, that literally happened this time last year.
Jay, worst thing you've thrown up?
Worst thing or worst place? Either
worst one. Thing.
Both.
Worst thing? I had tater tots.
And you really don't. You really don't eat much. Yeah. I mean, you eat, but you don't eat, like, a variety of that. No.
Hey, I think he's telling you you're looking slim.
I hope that's what that means.
Yeah. Oh, you know what that...
Nah, I didn't see it. I eat a lot of carbs and shit, so...
Mm. Oh, bread, like, eating, like, I remember eating a full Jimmy John's, like, loaf of bread, because it's, like, the day-old bread.
Mm.
Had that once. That sucked getting rid of.
I watched a chick puke a whole bowl of Chipotle up. I'm talking like just ate and then
bleh. Oh, like right in the bowl back, right back.
No, nah, she was sleeping, but it was on the blanket. And it was like,
I was about to say, it was right back and
came out the bowl. It ruined Chipotle.
That's such a waste.
I'm not gonna lie, Chipotle. I've had Chipotle a few times, like with back to back weeks. It's messed up my stomach.
I was never a fan of it. So, like, I guess it didn't. Maybe that's what kept me away from it last time.
Our buddy Will, he's my step cousin.
Worst thing I've thrown up? Orange soda from Wendy's. Oh.
That's the worst I've ever seen, Zach.
Hey, when it comes to his nose, though.
Oh, you got to
fuck. I don't remember if it did, thankfully.
He said, let me see.
Jeez. Let's see what we got. I guess if I got other questions. All right, when you say you're sleeping in tomorrow, what time does that mean you're getting up? And what time do you usually wake up?
If like, I'm sleeping in,
yeah. What time do you what one? What time do you usually get up, and what time are you sleeping in?
Noon, 1 o'clock.
Wait, what a minute? What was it?
Yeah, we'll say it.
Was it a riddle?
No, like
it is a loaded question.
You tell us. Yo, I'm sleeping in tomorrow. What time are you going to get up? Then usually,
like wake up or like get out of bed.
So like this week alone, I've been getting up at 4:30 in the morning. If I'm sleeping in, it's going to be like 10.
Yeah. Like, when you wake up, like, out of sleeping, or, like, get up out of bed?
Get up out of bed.
When you're active for the day.
Yeah. Probably around 10-ish, honestly.
In the morning? What time do you usually get up, though?
I have an alarm set for 6.
So, then what time do you usually get up, though? Because I know you don't get up at 6. I know you don't get up at 6.
Depends on how many times you hit snooze.
A lot. Too many. I probably get out of bed at, like, 7:30, 7:40.
I work nights, bro, so my shit's all backwards. So.
Like today?
You been asleep today?
Nope.
God damn it.
I just got off work. I've been feeling good all day.
Oh, yeah, bro.
You work nights, but just got off work?
You can say whatever you want.
I got off work at 7 o'clock this morning. Huh. Yeah, I went to work yesterday.
And he called me bright and early this morning. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm at work.
It was one of those situations where, like, it was raining, and I was like, I don't know if I'll go to Jay's or not. And then, like, you know, started my little adventure, and I was like... I think I might go to Jay's.
Always end up at Jay's, especially on a Friday.
Are you drinking?
You tell me.
I don't know. It looks like a fucking vitamin water or something.
Truly. These things go down quick.
You got one between your legs, there, big dog. To the right. Nope, down to the right. That's your left. There you go.
Oh, that's empty too.
It's empty.
Oh.
What the fuck is it?
It's fucking good as what
it's
it is.
It's vitamin water, remember? Hard seltzer.
I don't feel bloated when I drink these.
Try
drink it.
No, I
try.
I'm okay.
Try.
He said.
Tell you. Change your life.
No, it just tastes like fucking like bubbly water.
Okay, so on the 5th.
Tastes like shit.
I pretty much put down a full pack of these on the 5th.
I've never heard of
it. And then, like, okay, this is what happened. So went to the pool at my apartment complex. Somehow made it back to my place.
That a boy.
Then I was on the ground. Like, I was in my bedroom. Door was shut. And I was butt-ass naked on the floor.
Great.
Woke up at 6 o'clock.
I don't remember what happened before.
Now. I started drinking like at noon.
Cool. He said he woke up and said, damn, for some reason, I almost from Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, that's good.
And you've never felt happier.
Never. Straight to that. I'll drink to that.
My drink's outside. Or I'll drink with you.
Let's wrap it up and go outside.
Yeah, sure.
We're swimming.
Yeah.
You swimming in jeans?
Make sure.
57.
He probably would, but I wouldn't even doubt it.
How many people watch?
Pause. How long has that pizza been sitting down here, Jerry?
For 100?
Is it edible?
People watch this.
The last
that's good.
It's from today.
All right. Lost Lake CBD promo code NFJF for 25% off your first purchase.
You still have not made that video, have you?
What's up?
You haven't made that video yet, have you?
No, they haven't made that video, so that's
on. You haven't made that video yet, have you?
So yeah, use the promo code NFJF for 25% off your first order. So that means if you already made your account, just make a new email, remake an account, use that 25% off again, so we get paid and you get a discount. Booyah!
But mostly we get paid.
Yeah, that's yes.
All right. And you get your discount.
You gotta make your podcast better, so you have to get paid.
Exactly. I mean, hey, that's what. Hey, the Lost Lake CBD stuff came between us. This mic. Hey,
oh, that's
shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we use that money for that. Hey, everybody, have a good one.
Thanks for listening.
Let's go.